quite the season, Coach, with a couple of games canceled. But you've, I think, for the most part, tell me, have you been pretty healthy, stayed away from a lot of this crap, or have you had a few cases now and then?
You know, we've only had one case throughout the year so far. We've had some close contacts, played a couple of different JV games where we are exposed to an opposing team having a positive player. But with the new DHMs, all we really had to do was self-monitor and pay attention to our signs and symptoms of our team for the 10 days or the 14 days that the health department wanted us to pay attention to them for. So we've been very fortunate to kind of maneuver this and stay away or stay healthy through this pandemic.
I know, a little slow out of the blocks, but look at what Hastings has done, you look at what Aurora has done, and then the two cancellations. It's just a little slow out of the blocks, but since then you've played well.
We have, and breaking in a new team early, we kind of anticipated some growth throughout the season, but I think we're definitely moving in the right direction. Our kids are still playing hard, still practicing hard, and we're seeing that fall through on Friday nights, or come through on Friday nights with some wins. So we just kind of keep doing what we're doing, and hopefully good things still come to us.
You mentioned breaking in a new team. What a year last year, just to reflect a little bit. Boy, the last couple of years, though, that group of kids, you had a chance to be around and coach. Oh, that was an experience you'll never forget.
No, a lot of great memories, the past couple of years with those teams. With those players, what they were able to do for our program, for our community, really, really meant a lot. They were good football players, but they were also good students in our school, and good representation of Scottsbluff High School all around.
But these kids playing now played against those kids in practice, so they played against some pretty good athletes, and now it's kind of their turn here this year and in the next year as well.
It is, and I think you breed success with success. So I think those kids learned to play the game the right way, learned what it took to compete at a high level, and hopefully we can continue that on in our program. So those guys did a great job of laying the groundwork, or laying some the way we want to do things, and hopefully our kids follow suit with that.
Nick Mogg, a guy on your defensive front and offensive front, describe that guy. He is an all-state player for you, isn't he?
He is. He is an all-state caliber player. He's been a starter on our defensive line since his sophomore year, and has kind of just continued to grow into his body, put on weight, and figure out how to use his size and his leverage to his advantage. What we've seen a lot this year, his stats are down a little bit, but if you pay attention close to the film and to what other teams are trying to do, they are running away from him as a defensive end. So that's a credit to Nick and what he's done to put himself in position to play at a high level on Friday nights, that teams are having to pay attention and kind of run away from him on Friday nights.
Sounds like your offense is picking up after kind of a slow start against some really good teams we talked about, picking up the last couple of weeks, isn't it?
It is, and I think that was last year we graduated like 85 to 90% of our offensive production through seniors. So it took a while to get these guys moving in the right direction. A lot of first year starters in the offensive backfield, and it just took us a while to get cohesive and figure out what we wanted to do, where we were successful putting guys in our offense, and what their strengths were. So it took us a little bit of time as a coaching staff to figure that out, and then also for our players to gel on the field as well.
This matchup, Coach, boy, you're on your double wing. McCook's running more of an option, with quarterback under center. It's going to bring back the good old days of Scottsbluff McCook football, isn't it?
It is. It is. And it's always a game you look forward to every year. You're going to play against an extremely well-coached team. You're going to play against an extremely physical team. You just hope you can prepare your kids to meet their level of intensity every year. But it's been a great great battle, great game every year. So this is going to be my 11th year going into this McCook Scottsbluff contest. It's been a great great battle every year. We've had a chance to play against McCook, and we're looking forward to the opportunity on Friday night once again.
I know you don't want to look past this year because you got a lot of football left in you, but does the future look bright? Numbers and everything, talent down the line for Scottsbluff High football?
We do. We have good numbers in our junior high programs right now, in our 7th and 8th grade programs. We have a combined 80 kids in those two grade levels right now. In our freshman level, we're back up to 25 kids, so we're down a little bit number-wise there, but definitely some quality kids to work around there. And then we have good numbers in our 10 through 12 program right now. So we're just going to hopefully continue to be a top program in Class B, and it all starts with hard work, and our kids are buying into that as well.